stop pregnancies. Isn't that just a coincidence? And Bill Gates wants that. Bill Gates said, oh, you know, we got to wait 2 years to have the vaccine because he wanted to keep the lockdowns going. Trump did warp speed, which I think was a big mistake, one of Trump's biggest failures, bypassing laws and things. Got tricked into it because he's not a scientist. And notice suddenly Bill Gates has got his vaccine first. He even beat Trump on Trump's conventional vaccines that Trump was funding. Now, why did they never have one for the cold virus? Why? Because you can't have one for that. Now, I read the head of Pfizer, former chief science officer, and Wolfgang Wodarg, who's the head of this major advisory EU commission, is chair of the Parliamentary Assembly, the Council of Europe. I've interviewed Wolfgang Wodarg like 10 years ago on other subjects. These are prestigious people, okay? Prestigious. And they filed this report that I spent days reading because I went and I read all the scientific reports linked in it till I had a headache, okay? I mean, I literally have not had anxiety attacks like this in my life, okay? I spent days reading every bit of this, and I called scientists I knew. They said, yo, that's exactly. I talked to chemists I know. I'm going to leave it at that on people that are involved in the sterilization of animals at the industrial level. It's a big science. And they said, that's what this is, okay? There's a big industry in sterilizing wild animals and stuff. I'll leave it at that. But this is a bio attack. I was thinking, what do we call this? We're trying to get Dr. Boyle on for 2 weeks. He's finally ready to come on. And he says, this is a bioweapon attack. This is just one of the mRNA. There's, I guess, six companies coming out with it, or he'll tell us more. So I'm going to try to shut up now and let him talk. But I want you to understand something. This is hidden in plain view. Let me give you the nightmare headline at InfoWars.com. There's video. CNN says, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking it. So this is a whole jump in order of magnitude, or maybe two magnitudes, where they're not even denying vaccines can hurt you or don't protect you. They're saying, get ready to die. He's with us for the next hour. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us then. Jason Jones is having a huge rally in D.C. on Thursday with the Uyghurs, 3 million Muslims in death camps. I'm trying to get there early to be part of that. That's big. He's coming up. But this is an incredible time with Apple endorsing the death camps, lobbying against the law that would just criticize them for being the main recipients of components made by the Uyghurs. I mean, this is like, I don't know what you call this period of time, but I'm going to go to Dr. Boyle to give us the latest on this mRNA, what it really is. I wouldn't call it a vaccine. Other scientists talk to don't. It's like a mutagenic reprogramming of the cells, an autoimmune response to the placenta protein, and why you're calling it a bioweapon. And then we'll unpack all this in context to what you've previously broken here. Thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. We salute you, and we appreciate your tireless efforts.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on, and happy holidays to all of your viewers out there. Hanukkah, Christmas coming up. I think the most critical thing now for me to point out is this. As we know, on December 10, the FDA is meeting to give this emergency authorization to these two messenger RNA so-called vaccines. Let me go back to you, Alex, to the original article we discussed in February on the proof, the smoking gun, that the COVID-19 came out of that UNC BSL-3 North Carolina with the bat queen from Wuhan BSL-4. If you have a look on it, one of the principal investigators was the Food and Drug Administration, the same people who are going to be giving this emergency approval to this, I would call, Frankenshot on Thursday, are the same people who developed COVID-19. Let me read the principal authors here. There are eight of them, in addition to the Bat Queen. Quote, National Center for Toxicological Research, Food and Drug Administration. So the Food and Drug Administration were working in cahoots with the Bat Queen from the Wuhan BSL-4. And these are the people who on Thursday are going to be giving this emergency use authorization to these extremely dangerous messenger RNAs. Now, you know, if you've taken a course in genetics, you know how powerful messenger RNA is. It goes into your body. It can do anything. It can just turn around the genetic composition of your body. We have no idea what these Frankenshots
are
going to do.
Well, that's what the most prestigious scientists out there, we're talking chief, you know, science officers, you know, of Pfizer, are like, this could turn your immune system off or kill you in a storm of antibodies, or it could attack your placenta. I mean, this is like playing around with hydrogen bombs.
That's exactly right. And but again, the critical point is the Food and Drug Administration manufactured COVID-19 with the bat queen from the Wuhan BSL-4. And now on Thursday, apparently, they're going to give this emergency approval for these Frankenshots that they say are going to protect us from the COVID-19 that the FDA helped develop. I mean, this is truly evil, as you were saying in your
And I know you don't like to speculate, and you'll have the floor in the next long segment, but you got to. What the power grab, the people behind it using it, they're getting us ready for death. Gates says 700,000 might get sick or die. What is the end game of this? When we come back with Dr. Boyle, Francis A. Boyle's here with us. My God, I mean, this is like, it's all happening. It's totally insane. And big vaccine makers were in trouble last year, and now this is their big power grab. Or what is it? We'll get big picture with Dr. Boyle, and then he'll walk through all this and what the top scientists are saying. They're filing injunctions saying, don't do this. It's insane. And CNN goes, it's going to kill some people. Big deal.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, you're tuned in to the end of the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Francis Boyle, lawyer, researcher, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, one of the top advisors of the U.N. on this, been absolutely on target, saying what the former chief science officer of Pfizer is saying, and saying what Wolfgang Wodarg, heads up a major EU advisory board, very respected, is saying, medical doctors, that this is insane. They're like, this is so dangerous. This is so bad. We don't even, are you crazy? You're going to give liability protection to something you don't even think works and can shut your immune system on or totally turn it up and kill you and doesn't even protect you but attacks the placenta? So it's not what they say it is. Probably never had a vaccine for the common cold, which is, again, similar to this virus. Look at these headlines. CNN, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine. And it goes on and on. Top EU scientist warns COVID-19 vaccine. Think of sterilization of women. Snopes comes out and says, well, he said it could sterilize women, not that it doesn't. So that's their correction. Wow. So this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Michael Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, head of science operations. You know, the guy that actually runs all the science. Head of Pfizer. Head of Pfizer. It's like we have William Benny used to head technical at NSA. He was like the number two guy. He actually ran it. I mean, that's like you. This is the guy that ran Pfizer is saying, don't do this. This is a crime against humanity. Wolfgang Wodarg, heads of a major commission, the chair of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Health Committee. Let's go back to Dr. Boyle. I'll just shut up for the 9 minutes we have in this segment and get into what this does, how crazy it is. But just briefly, what are they thinking? Why would you commit a crime this big and get people ready for a bunch of dead folks from a vaccine? What the hell is going on here?
Wax, one other point. I just wanted to elaborate on your comment of a crime against humanity. Yes, these Frankenshots will violate the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation that went back to the doctor's case at Nuremberg, where we participated in the prosecution for war crimes of the Nazi doctors.
And this is Joseph Mengele stuff, and you're a world expert on this. Explain that. You're like the top lawyer when it comes to deciphering the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention. This is a blatant violation of that.
Yes, it's clearly this is an experimental vaccine subject to the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. The FDA thinks that they can opt out of it. Indeed. And by the way, under the Nuremberg principles, you cannot plead your domestic legal order to excuse violations of Nuremberg.
Just
crimes.
Following orders, Professor, doesn't cut it.
Right. Or, well, I was just obeying the procedures of the FDA. Right. So these are Nuremberg crimes. And we've been through this before, Alex, in the run-up to Gulf War I. The FDA gave emergency authorization to experimental vaccines for biological warfare agents, not as dangerous as COVID-19, but anthrax and botulinum.
That's a great point. You've been involved in one of those cases. They allowed experimentation on the troops. Hundreds of thousands got sick. Tens of thousands died conservatively. And you're saying this is part two. So I know you only get into facts, but I want you to get into those. We'll get into it next hour. But what do you think the motive is? You're a smart guy. We're this probably the smartest.
I just wanted to follow up on that point. Yes, I was involved in the court-martial of the doctor who refused to give those shots. But those shots, out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were inoculated, 11,000 died and 100,000 were disabled.
God.
And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces.
Say that again, because people forget botulism, anthrax. So why is the medical system doing this? Is it about setting a precedent to murder people? Why?
Well, I think that's what's going on now. We're talking about population reduction. We're going back to the Kissinger National Security Memorandum saying that population reduction and control are in the national security interest of the United States. But let me go
I got to back you up. I know a lot of former special operations people, not just your standard, but the highest levels. They go, yeah, my buddy died of a vaccine in Afghanistan. Yeah, my buddy died in Germany. They all know people that died from the shots. What you're saying is on record, too. It's like, this is crazy. Go ahead.
That's correct. And in the anthrax and botulin shots, clear-cut violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, we argued that point. I argued that point in the court-martial of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who refused to give these shots because they violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. And to make a long story short, the last time I looked at these figures, and it's been a while since I've tried to help U.S. veterans who were subject to these shots, but out of 500,000 who were inoculated, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those are figures from several years ago. The same thing happened in Britain. You're seeing today Britain gave even more emergency use. They did the exact same thing to the British troops. I was involved in the blowing the whistle over there in a TV4 documentary, The Dirty War. The French did not give those shots because they had been burned once before in their Indochina war with experimental anthrax vaccines, and the French troops did not come down with those shots.
Sure. So you're saying it's population reduction and a sinister group in the medical corps that wants to be able to commit crimes, cover them up, to compromise the medical corps of nations, to then use that medical corps to take over the nation, which is what I think we see happening right now.
Well, I'm just going one step at a time here, Alex. You know, I'm a lawyer. I go one step at a time. So we've been through this before, and those figures, I think, are just the floor for what we can expect to happen here, because these messenger RNA vaccines that the FDA is going to approve on December 10 are completely novel and extremely dangerous. So, yes, I think we're going to see a mass kill-off. Now, yesterday in the Wall Street Journal was an article by Scott Gottlieb indicating what their agenda is. Scott Gottlieb was former head of the FDA. Again, the same people who gave us COVID-19 and are now going to give us the emergency use for these two messenger RNA. He was head of FDA in 2017 when the Department of Health and Human Services, of which he's a part, ended the pause letters on the gain-of-function work at the UNC BSL-3, where the Wuhan bat queen was, and the FDA were developing the COVID-19 biowarfare weapon. If you read yesterday's, Gottlieb's an insider. He knows what's going on here. And he's signaling to all the movers and shakers and the plutocrats who read the Wall Street Journal exactly what's going on. If you read Gottlieb's essay yesterday, first they're going to go after all the old people, and they can easily track them down by means of their Medicare cards.
That's right.
Right. And that means then they can kill them off first, and they will not have to pay any more of their Medicare benefits. Then they're going to go after blacks and Latinos and indigenous people. They are it's all in there. I sent you my analysis. I sent it to your assistant there, Daria. You can look at it right there. I go through it with all the quotations. Then they're going to go after poor people. They are going to go after homeless people. And it's clear if you read through what Gottlieb is saying, this is the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters at work that was condemned at the Nuremberg Tribunal itself and the main judgment in 1946, that Hitler and the Nazis had their philosophy of useless eaters. They also made it clear elsewhere they're going to be targeting disabled people who are mentally and physically disabled.
That's how they hide it. They say, oh, at-risk groups, Latinos, poor blacks, poor whites, old people. And Bill Gates goes, old are going to need 5 shots. And then he goes, and 700,000 will get sick or die. And then CNN goes, some are going to die. Get ready. I mean, they're just getting ready to normalize tearing these operations out against us. These are, remember, Bill Gates said, don't take care of old people. Euthanize them. We'll be back with hour number 3, Dr. Francis Boyle, who's a prestigious lawyer that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. We are so honored to have him. And what he's saying is, I've spent years studying this and days looking at each of these things. I mean, this, what he's saying is all on record. This is it.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source of the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We're being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Segment, long segment coming up. Dr. Francis Boyle is our guest. He's laying out these lawsuits filed in the EU, you name it, saying they admit in the studies that are even limited, this could sterilize women, cause autoimmune disorders, super dangerous. But the, still, the system's doing this. They're moving forward. Dr. Boyle, continue, please.
Right. Well, I gave my analysis of the Gottlieb article to your assistant there, Daria, and you have my permission to post that analysis on your webpage. The other point about Gottlieb, you have to understand, first, this is in the Wall Street Journal. So all the movers and the shakers and the plutocrats understand exactly what the agenda here. It's the implementation of the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters by means of violating the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation with these Franken shots. Now, the other point to keep in mind about Gottlieb, he said, well, he's an associate there at the American Enterprise Institute. Right. AEI is a haven and a nest for the Straussian neocons from the University of Chicago, which we discussed before, where I was educated in their program. The Straussian neocons are all at AEI along with Gottlieb. And Strauss's sponsor and mentor in Germany was Carl Schmitt, the leading Nazi law professor of that benighted era, who justified every hideous atrocity Hitler and the Nazis inflicted on everyone, including the Jews, disabled, gay people, Roma, and of course all the Slavic people there in Eastern Europe were exterminated.
So it's a survival of the fittest cult that came out of the Rockefellers and the British into the Nazis back to us, and now it's here again.
Well, Alex, you started out your program here with me just saying that 85 years ago we were dealing with the Nazis. Well, we're dealing with them again, but they are now us, as Pogo said. And we've met the enemy, and he is us. And so we are seeing a cabal of people with a Nazi mentality pursuing Nazi programs, not only in the development of the COVID-19, but then also with these Franken shots. There's no other word for it. And just read my analysis of the Gottlieb article in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, where he prioritizes who is going to be killed off first with these extremely dangerous messenger RNA shots. They're going to be the Untermensch, right, the useless eaters. That's exactly right. And then all the plutocrats there, on Wall Street, read the Wall Street Journal, the banks, everyone else, they won't have to pay for them anymore. All those benefits that these people have gotten, the taxes they've paid, the hard work they've done, the greatest generation now sitting in nursing homes.
Just died. All of that they admit by saying all this medical stuff's not essential. The millions of dead, they admit, the Europe, the U.S. from non-treatment. The insurance companies are all getting the money with no service. See how that works?
Sure. It's all about big money and population reduction. Right. That's the article. And I just sent my analysis of that article to your assistant. And you can.
I agree. Let's recap it and go through how we stop it with our guest, Dr. Francis A. Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, straight ahead, pointing out that the Pfizer mRNA vaccine is a bioweapon. Joining a lot of other scientists.
If you think 2020 has been an insane and dangerous year, just wait until you see the year 2021. I'm Alex Jones, I started InfoWars, but I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now InfoWars is more important than ever because the general population of the planet is waking up to the fact that we've done our research and we've been dead on. That's why it's so important for those of you out there that have supported the broadcasts and the websites and the films and all the rest of the information we put out to realize how important your work has been and to redouble your efforts. So I salute you and I thank you. Also, as Christmas is almost here, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing nutraceuticals that boost your immune system and make your life so much better overall for adults and children. Get great water filtration, air filtration that enriches your life. Books, films, t-shirts, survival gear, storable food, locket pockets, privacy pouches, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, thank you all for your support and Merry Christmas. God bless. With Alex.com. God bless. Segment with Dr. Francis Boyle, then your phone calls coming up next segment, ladies and gentlemen. But he's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, contributed major to the U.N. World Law. He's saying it goes further than what Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg and the big EU advisory board and the former chief scientist of Pfizer is saying, that this can sterilize you, this can give you autoimmune disorders, this can kill you. He's saying it's probably worse than that. I mean, this isn't even a vaccine. This is a system that reprograms your cells. It's just, and they're saying, hey, it may kill you, it may hurt you. They want us to all accept now this new system, and they're trying to say it's going to be mandatory, and airlines are going to make you do it. So we've got 9 minutes left in this segment. Dr. Boyle, lay it all out for people, because I was interrupting some of you. Did a great job, but just the whole spectrum of what this is and what you think America's response should be, what President Trump should do. But I think it's been bamboozled by this so far.
Well, I think we're going to have to resist these Franken-shots, sure, by all means. If you have parents in nursing homes, you're going to have to go in there and save them and make sure they don't get these shots. They're going to be killed off. The greatest generation, and indeed some of my generation now, the Woodstock generation, are in nursing homes. I hate to say it, but, you know, the senior citizens are most at risk here. And again, you started here, the Second World War. You know, it's December 8th. My dad went down to Marine Corps headquarters in Chicago and signed up for becoming the Marine Corps officer candidate to fight Japan. That is what we are in here. You were correct in your opening statement. We are in, as I said before, Alex, World War III here. Against COVID-19, and now against these Nazi Franken-shots. Yeah, it's a full-scale attack, not on the wealthy people, not on the plutocrats, not on the people calling the shots, but all the rest of us. Right, and that's why I'm here today. Sorry I couldn't go on last week. I was tied up, and this is the first chance I've had since you asked me on. That's what is facing us as human beings, and certainly as citizens of the United States of America, where this all came out of COVID-19, the UNC, BSL-3, and now the FDA giving this completely bogus emergency authorization in clear-cut violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, which we've already litigated in the court-martial of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt-Vaughn for the experimental anti-biowarfare vaccines for anthrax and botulism. There is no vaccine that is going to work on COVID-19. Indeed, if you studied the matter, after Barrick and the rest of them developed COVID-19 there at the UNC BSL-3, they did not even bother to deal with the vaccine because they knew it wasn't going to work. And so they immediately moved into remdesivir. Okay, and we can discuss remdesivir all you want, but they knew the vaccine was not going to work. I don't see how any vaccine is going to work here with COVID-19. As you correctly pointed out, we've spent a generation trying to get a vaccine for cancer. We still don't have one. We know COVID-19 has HIV DNA genetically engineered in there. We don't have a vaccine to prevent HIV. So, you know, this is pie in the sky. It is genocidal, and they're all making money out of it. Now, to be fair, Barrick apparently has just decided to get back into vaccines because there's money to be made. So, okay. But right after that was the case, they moved immediately into remdesivir. They did not move into a vaccine because I knew that I think they realized that it was hopeless. And by the way, now we're seeing on TV Gottlieb running around and trying to pawn off these vaccines. We are seeing a full court press across the board. If you go back to that tabletop exercise, October 201, nine paid for by Gates, you will see that they've already planned to roll out their propaganda campaign here. That tabletop exercise is really a euphemism for a war plan and a war game. They didn't want to call it that, but that's really what it was. And when the
Pentagon, Trump's biggest failure is going along with Event 201 and buying into it, thinking it would fix the economy and end the lockdown. No, they now say, oh, the lockdown doesn't end, and it doesn't even Pfizer and Moderna have said, this probably won't protect you from infection and won't stop you spreading it. Well, what the hell kind of vaccine is that? When they're telling us, like you said on the show 10 months ago, you were on here 10 months ago, or 9.5 months ago, and you said it will not work. How did you know that, Dr. Boyle?
By studying it. It's that simple. And based on previous experience with the anthrax and botulin vaccines, and having dealt that with that at great length in our defense of Captain Dr. Ewan Vaughn. And as a matter of fact, the court-martial there was so bad, afterwards I came out and had a press conference in front of satellite dishes, and I accused President Bush, Cheney, he was Secretary of Defense, Colin Powell, and Schwarzkopf of committing a Nuremberg crime on our own troops. That went out nationwide. It even went to the White House. I was told by a lawyer there they're all shaken up.
Well, then let's be clear. It's not about credit. It's true. You did that. Others did that. You were at the tip of the spear then. That got those secret programs and programs canceled for a while. We need this again. They're trying to get everyone to stampede and beg for the vaccine, get everything waived by Trump. Trump's biggest failure was agreeing to this. I understand he was trying to counter Biden, but it's a horrible mistake Trump made. He's out right now pushing this damn warp speed. And notice they try to hedge their bets. They go, oh, if there is death, it's because Trump sped it up. I think Trump's been set up by this, Dr. Boyle.
Well, let me go back. So after I had done this, then Senator Jay Rockefeller held hearings on the vaccines. And at the end of the hearings, he also agreed with me and publicly stated Bush and the rest of them had inflicted a Nuremberg crime on our own troops by forcing.
And so we need that again. So how important is what? Obviously, you probably need to help, Professor, you probably need to help Wolfgang Wudarg and this other Pfizer scientist, because, you know, they're trying to file stuff. But with your expertise, they're doing the right thing, filing emergency injunctions. Is that accurate?
Well, I haven't read a lawsuit yet being filed in an American court, but yes, I'm willing to offer my services free of charge, as I did to Captain Ewan Vaughn, for any lawyers out there willing to enjoin the distribution of these vaccines, and especially to stop FDA. Right. They just have to contact me. And we can put something together.
Well, that's wonderful. But in closing, I want to thank you for your long service for humanity, not just America, Dr. Boyle, but seriously, every day there's two or three top microbiologists, heads of universities, head scientists, government advisors. Look at this guy. Top microbiologist says COVID vaccine, downright dangerous, will send you to your doom. This is on Fox News. I mean, everybody's warning except the big pharma crazies. It's like Deepwater Horizon, when they ordered him to dump water into the hole, set of concrete. The engineer said it's going to blow up, and the executive said, I don't care, we'll save $45 million. I mean, these are crazy people. What are they doing?
This is a Nazi mentality, Alex. You studied history. I've studied history. I told you I went through the exact same program at Harvard that produced Kissinger before me, the Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, Department of Government, specializing in international relations. And they gave me Kissinger's old office there at Harvard Center for International Affairs. That's what people like Kissinger are trained to do at Harvard. And by the way, Harvard was involved not only in the Wuhan BSL-4, Harvard is also listed on the UNC contract there with Barrett and the Backquist.
That's right. All the people running the cover-up and the rollout are the ones involved. Dr. Boyle, people can just Google your name, Dr. Professor Francis A. Boyle, find your books and more. Thank you so much. Amazing and powerful.
Well, thanks for having me on and to deliver this message to the American people.
Absolutely.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you.
take over the United States. I was talking to one of my friends whose buddies in the Army and Green Berets, and they're up in Utah right now being brainwashed that all whites are racist and America's bad. The guy's been in the military 20 years. I mean, Trump ordered that stop. They didn't stop it. They do what they want. That's why Trump is in so much trouble. That's why we're in trouble, is we have a mutiny going on. But here's the good news. People are waking up to it. Texas case breaks election wide open, turns tide to Trump's favor. Big article by Kit Daniels at InfoWars.com. It's the state of Texas saying you don't have a right to violate the Constitution and violate our voters, because when you steal those states, you steal Texas voters. Damn right. Folks, we cannot let Joe Biden get in. He's a Chinese communist agent. Even if he won, I'd say he won, but he's illegitimate. But he didn't win. He stole it. And you've all seen the evidence. You don't need me to swear up and down to you that's the case. My God, I can't even cover it. It's like a freaking fire hose. Trying to drink out of a fire hose. I can get one cup of it, two cups, 10 cups. I'm just like, I mean, they stole this out in the open, naked at high noon, man. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to George in Chicago. You're on the air.
Love you, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
Love you, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the same way Trump exposed the fraud a couple days back, he's got to do the same with this. He's got to say, hey, we're a separate republic, and we have to actually stop this globalist communist takeover. And the way we're going to do that is Insurrection Act, whatever presidential tool he has at his disposal. He's got to do it now.
The FBI is not going to arrest any Chinese agents. They have all the evidence. He's going to have the states do it. Bold moves. He's going to have to just call out the American people and say, I need 10 million of you to come to D.C. We're not accepting this fraud. We want the arrest of Joe Biden. It'll happen. They'll roll over. The minute we show power, the minute we show will, it's over.
Exactly. And at this point, the general public, a good chunk of the general public has already been convinced that, oh, he's a dictator by the globalists. And at this point, it's not about reputation. If I'm Trump, I'm starting to crack skulls here. I'm going down swinging.
Well, here's the deal. It's not even going – all the cards are against them if we just finally go. Because all the libertarians are like, well, we can't declare martial law. I mean, that's illegal. We're already under globalist martial law through the bureaucracy, through the blue states. And so the common law says if you are under occupation and a foreign enemy's taken your cities and you've only got a few cities left, you don't follow the regular due law taking those cities back. It's a foreign damn enemy. You remove them. Then you reinstate the law. And, of course, we'll do that. Instead, oh, no, we're being overrun by the globalists. Instead, they're going to lose everything because of people rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Thank you. Who's up next here? Debbie in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, all. Alex, I love President Trump, and I don't always agree with everything he does either. But I would have the ultimate respect for him if he appeared daily on InfoWars and Natural News, and spoke about the current war we're in with China, the election fraud, the China virus fraud, and big pharma fraud.
No, I agree. He's just trying to look confident, keep the stock market up. We're in a total crisis. George Washington would level with the people, and he's still got 43 days to do it.
Well, we need to expose the truth. And when people have nothing else to lose, they're going to stand up and fight.
I know. And you're crying because you're not scared, are you, Debbie? You're scared of what you're going to do, aren't you?
I'm not. And I've lost some family during all this. And I want to see people be strong.
I hear you, sweetheart. We love you. We appreciate you. And Trump's trying as good as he can. None of us are perfect. But this is one hell of a war. And, if they're trying to take America down, and it's we're going to, generations are going to look back on this moment and ask what we did. It's just such an incredible time. Thank you so much for the call. Beautiful call. This is a big deal, folks. This isn't just another party getting power. I would care less if it was Democrats from 40 years ago. It's not. These are Chinese communist agents. They intend to gut our borders, bring in all the Islamic hordes. I mean, they're going to break us. You know that, right? The foot's never coming off your neck, folks. So giving in doesn't get you ahead. We were living off what other people did for decades. And now the gas is out of the tank, folks. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's been holding the longest? That would be Resistance in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm pretty excited. This is going to be the edge of my seat. What about you?
I'm hoping to get down. See, I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with, but, you know, it's nothing compared to what we're all facing here.
That's right, brother. What's your view on Trump and martial law and where we are? Because we're under globalist martial law. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I was thinking if it's within Trump's purview to sanction a volunteer for the U.S. Marshals. This way, you know, just recruit us, and we can carry out arrests, run protection for witnesses during hearings, lawyers, politicians.
Sure, the problem is to infiltrate that. I mean, he needs to. That's why he keeps going back to the military. I mean, we have Chinese agents, globalist agents. They've undermined us. And all we've got to do is arrest or go after a few top people. They're going to roll over. But we never fight back is the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who would carry it out? That's what I'm thinking. The FBI
wouldn't. I mean, imagine
that.
We've had freedom and due process. We've had problems. But for so long, people don't know how to deal with a foreign takeover. I mean, this is martial law shutdown, bankrupting the country. And our police are some of the best trained following orders out there. They're not going to save us. They're not leaders. It's up to us, and it's up to President Trump. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you – because, look, listen, they know we're awake. They know they've lost the people. So they're going to come in with gaslighting and oppression, the likes of which we've never seen. I mean, it's hell is waiting on the other side. That's all I can say.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I'm thinking of a way to really empower us to – carry this stuff out, you know, on our own.
Well, at a certain point, you know, look at Texas filing the lawsuits, and look at other states need to say, we're not agreeing with this. And the states have a special legislative session, and they have their own electors, and we elect Trump. It's an exercise of power. We saw the fraud you did. We repudiate CNN and MSNBC. We're putting Trump in. It comes down to, what does Tony Montana say? There's two things in this world he won't break for anybody. It's his word and his balls. And there's one thing gives orders, and balls isn't about between your legs. It's about what's in your heart. It means that at a certain point, we've been getting pushed around forever. And so now we're about to get pushed over the edge of a cliff, and we don't finally say no. So it's up to the states to do it. Trump is surrounded. It's up to what Texas just did and others just did. All the states need to declare now for America against the Chi-Coms. What do you say?
Reclamation of independence.
Damn
change
right, brother.
The prefix from declaration to reclamation. Let's do it.
I agree with you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. One, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. And you know I predicted all this. It wasn't hard to do. I'm telling you, if you don't take action now, you're going to beg later you would have taken action. They get that piece of monster in there, they are going to slice us up 1,000 ways. Get ready for war. Stay with us.
The project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons of the planet by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations, themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time. But they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the masks are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor works with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jason Jones is a major author, major filmmaker, won international awards, the father of seven, grandfather of two, and he escaped the police state of Hawaii to come to Texas. We're glad to have him in Central Texas. And there's a lot of big events coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everyone go to D.C. now. I'm trying to get there Thursday for his event, which I asked to be a part of. Then I got a bunch of stuff going on. We're leaving Thursday to get there. But stop the CCP slave camps. Designate the CCP as a transnational criminal organization, which Trump's trying to do with bills that Apple is opposing, when Apple's on record running some of the worst slave camps in communist China. Now, imagine if Trump had 1,000 Muslim men in a camp and was taking their organs. I would say remove Trump because we can't become what we're fighting. But the Uyghurs are not offensively attacking. The Uyghurs are what I call, you know, really tame Muslims. But I don't care if they're Buddhists, Christians, agnostics, Catholics, whatever. You don't kill them. And this is a great evil and a great litmus test for the left that you don't hear a damn word. You've seen the video. A lot of you went viral, millions of views. They snipped out of me just pulling a guy's mask off. No, I was like, the Uyghurs, 3 million in slave camps. It's wrong. He was like, F you, laughing, going, come on down here. When I was up in the armored truck by the W Hotel where the mayor is, it's ordered lockdowns, but you know, flies around with his family without a mask and has big parties. So I went down to talk to the guy, and he was being smart-ass when I pulled his mask off. I should have done it. It was adrenaline, but I wanted to, like, let him know that he's not going to be anonymous. But the point was, he was making, you know, again, I'm going to kick your ass type motions and threats. But that this makes me really mad that they claim they're so liberal and so loving all day, but this is a big deal. And so it's bad what's happening to the Uyghurs over there, but what does it say about our elites over here? So Jason Jones, MovieTheMovement.com, TheGreatCampaign.org, The Jason Jones Show. People can find it, Jason Jones. But tell us about the big event, the updates, what's happening to the Uyghurs. Thank God we're starting to learn about this. This is a big deal.
Alex, well, you and your audience have been the loudest voice in the world for the Uyghur and other people in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. December 10th is International Human Rights Day. The left proclaims to passionately care about human rights, although they've supported all of the major human rights.